Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. In this strange story of two identical young men whose destinies were locked together in the bond of blood, it has already transpired that Louis Prevost, the young Paris fashionable, is very much in love with Emilie Latouche, one of the young lovelies of Paris. On the Isle of Corsica at this time, another young man, identical in figure and features with Louis Prevost, has heard that some of the family he hates most in the world are passing through the district. It is arranged that they will ambush Dino Gadici and his daughter Marianne and shoot them. But Lucien is still strangely happy. And just at the moment when his counterpart Louis holds the beautiful Emilie Latouche in his arms on the terrace of the Marquise's home in Paris, a horse rounds the bend with a single rider in the pass of the Corsican mountains. Griffo and Lucien make ready to shoot. But there is a surge of happiness in Lucien's heart, and he stays his hand.
She has seen you. Shoot, Lucien. Shoot, or she will shoot first.
I can't.
Oh, what is the matter with you?
Oh, no, no. She's too beautiful.
She's a tigress, and she'll draw on you if you don't. Look out, Lucien. Be careful. You devil. Look, she's wheeling a horse out. She'll get away. Shoot, Lucien. What are you doing?
Not so fast.
Let me go. Let me go.
Down from your horse, or I'll break your arm.
What do you want of me? If it's money, there's some in the haversack. Not much for pigs such as you. But if you want the money, take it and let me go.
We don't want the money, mademoiselle. We want your life.
My life?
You know who this gentleman is? This gentleman who has your arm in a vice-like grip? Who would for two pins break it in two?
Who are you?
I am Lucien de Franchi.
De Franchi? You're a de Franchi?
You heard what my henchman said. Would you like a broken arm?
You filth. So it was planned. You were waiting for me.
You and your father. Where is he?
He didn't come. Providence has cared for him.
But only for a while, tigress. The De Franchis will hunt him from his lair and kill him. His own gun is accounted for free. And yours, we've heard tell, mademoiselle, you would wipe the De Franchis out of existence.
They will go. This filth here and his mother. What chance have you against us? 29 of us.
28 in a few minutes, mademoiselle.
What of it? Well, why don't you kill me? Kill me now.
You have no fear, mademoiselle?
I do not fear a De Franchi, if that is what you mean. It makes me ill to be so close to you. To have your hand touching mine as it twists my arm. Kill me and put me from my discomfort.
Oh, no, you don't fear death?
My only regret is that I didn't see you sooner. Had I been in your position and you in mine, there would have been a kill. You show poor prowess with a gun.
Perhaps. On the other hand, mademoiselle, perhaps I do not want to kill you.
Oh, you would torture me first, eh? And do you think Marianne de Dietschy would cry out for mercy? Never, do you understand? Never. Even if you rend me apart, I would be happy to die in this way. If it were only to disappoint you with your vicious planning.
They call you Tigress. It is a very good name.
Well, what harm and torture have you devised? What is it to be?
Even in fate, your face is beautiful. Why does beauty and viciousness go hand in hand? Oh, Griffo. Griffo, quickly. One of the horses slipped loose.
I'll fetch him, but watch her, Lucien. Watch that Harrison.
I've heard so much about you ever since I was a little boy.
And I about you. You are lucky to be alive, monsieur. When you were a baby and my father and uncle surrounded your house and burned it down, it was fortunate that you were not taken as well.
Perhaps unfortunate for you.
Lothar. Oh, how I hate you.
Stand away from me so I can look you full in your face. And don't go near that gun. You know what that does mean.
I know a bullet is for me sooner or later. So why not fire now as I stand?
I can't kill you, Marianne.
What?
No.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not. I just can't kill you.
You're mocking me. It's a form of your torture.
No. I always thought when the first time came that I wouldn't hesitate, Marianne, even when it came to shooting a woman dead. But now I just can't do it.
So, this is Lucien de Franchi. This is the hated de Franchi I've heard so much about. The deadly shot, the expert woodsman, the mighty wrestler, the brave, the fearless. Ha!
It will almost seem that you invite me to kill you. Do you want to die, Marianne?
Want to die? It's something I've never thought of. Living, dying. I've been brought up with only one thought in my mind, to avenge my ancestors.
And because you are at my mercy and I let you go free, you hate me all the more.
I think that would be impossible.
Well, you'd better go, and go quickly. When Grifo comes back with that horse, if he sees you and hears of my decision, he may not be so lenient. His fingers will itch for the trigger of his gun.
You're a strange man, Lucien de Franchi.
I'm in a strange mood tonight. Perhaps it's the full moon which cloaks and softens a face that must be hard in the light of day. Now go quickly. Mount your horse if you want your life. I can hear Grifo coming back.
Goodbye, and thank you for nothing.
Thank you for nothing?
I am in your debt for my life. It's the last thing I would have wanted. Come de Franchi.
Like a pale blue mist. She who was so hard, so bloodthirsty. Her face in the light of the moon is like a pale blue mist. Face is like a pale blue mist. Darling Amelie.
Hold me closer, Louis. If only time could stand still. If only this moment could last forever and forever.
It will, darling. It must. When your father comes back to Paris, have I your permission to pay my respects?
I'm young yet, Louis. Only 18. Father will hear from no one, not yet.
But when the time comes?
When the time comes, perhaps it might be possible.
Perhaps?
This has all happened so quickly, Louis. You and I, here on this lovely terrace, in this lovely moonlight. You who so barely know me.
But I do, I do. I've followed you with my eyes whenever we've been in the same salon together. I've waited for a glimpse of you at every opera, at every theater, at every soiree that's ever been given in Paris. Amelie, promise now, at this moment, while we're here away from the others, that you'll marry me.
Oh, there are many difficulties. My father
and what? You do love me. You said so.
Yes, but let us get to know each other just a little better. Could not that be possible?
Possible? I'll never leave you alone from now on. You'll detest me at the end of a week.
Lucien, Lucien, you're ill. What are we to say to your mother? What are we to say to the world?
Oh, leave it to me, Grifo.
Your mother will be beside herself.
Oh, yes, I know, I know. Oh, perhaps I did wrong, Grifo, but whether it was the madness of the moment or those eyes.
The eyes of a tigress.
Grifo, so one of the Gadici 67 years ago killed two women of our family. We've never thought to wage this vendetta against the women.
Your mother thinks differently.
Oh, I know Marianne should die, but somehow I've failed at the Franchi miserably. Haven't I, Grifo?
Oh, it was a moment of madness.
Oh, I dread to face my mother, but I must tell her the truth.
There's only one thing for it, Lucien. You must put it down to one of your strange moods.
That's the truth of it, Grifo. It was a strange mood.
Huh? It was?
Yes. Haven't you yourself remarked about me this very night? And so has my mother. For some unaccountable reason, I was happy all day, light of heart and of footstep until this very moment. Now I feel depressed, gloomy. A black mood stealing over me.
It's because of the eye ordeal which lies before you, Lucien. The ordeal to face your mother. I would not be in your shoes now, even if I were to call the whole of Corsica my own. Marianne may be a tigress, but your mother, when you tell her the truth, she'll be transformed into a thousand devils and all tearing at you at once.
We're almost at your house, Louis, and you haven't spoken. Tired? It's 2:00.
No, I'm not tired, Pierre. It's
just a black mood.
Black mood? You should be the happiest man in Paris. Didn't Amelie give you her promise?
It was almost a promise. In that space of time on the terrace, Pierre, it's something that I'll turn over and over in my mind for the next month, relishing each minute, each second of the ecstasy.
Then why so gloomy, since you were so successful with Amelie Latouche?
Gloomy because I'll be desolate for a whole month, Pierre. She's going away to the country.
Oh.
I should be left alone in Paris.
Oh, so that's it. What a boy of moods you are. All day walking on air, the light of love in your eye, and tonight...
Oh, it'll pass. It's only for a month.
A month? A month? Louis, perhaps I can solve your problem.
You? How?
Just a moment. I'll see you to your door. Wait, sir, please.
How could you possibly solve my problem?
I think I mentioned that at the end of this week I'd be taking a well-earned holiday from my writing, Louis.
Yes, you were contemplating a sea trip.
Mm-hmm. I'm combining business with pleasure. There's an island in the Mediterranean where many strange customs are prevalent, including this extraordinary vendetta warfare.
Vendetta?
Yes. It's a place called Corsica. I've arranged to go there to holiday for 3 weeks. Since you'll be alone and desolate in Paris, why don't you come with me?
Of destiny draws Louis and Lucien closer in this extraordinary story of twins. But how did it happen that each bears a different name? Soon the secret will be laid bare, the secret of the Corsican brothers.
Thank you.